This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, what an amazing debate last night. We're going to be playing the clips, taking your phone calls. Roger Stone, the consummate Trump insider, will be joining us for at least an hour and a half in studio today. He's driving over to the studio right now, Richard Reeves. We have another guest on who's an investigative journalist, award-winning, who talked to the Russian source about their preparedness to use tactical nuclear weapons against Turkey or Saudi Arabia if they bring in large ground forces. That's really default Russian and NATO policy if either side does that. So I wouldn't say that's so much breaking news, but I want to get the perspective from the Russian sources high up that that gentleman talked to, Robert Parry. So that is coming up as well today. That's from consortiumnews.com. Roger Stone, of course, stonezone.com. We are going to obviously have a really jam-packed broadcast today. Coming up, I want to air a special report that John Bowne has put out that's going up on Infowars.com. It's very informative. Europe collapsing as migrant invasion doubles, and that ties in with mainstream news. Mainstream news out of Europe. We are heading into anarchy, official says. EU will completely break down in 10 days. And this is what they're saying in France and Sweden. And this is what the governments are saying. And they're going to use the crisis that they've engineered, just millions and millions of homeless people that are super entitled, many of them, that are robbing and raping, that just come out of complete third world cavemanville, just showing up in domesticated Europe, running around foaming at the mouth like a Day of the Dead invasion. And by the way, desperate people from anywhere in the world, about 10 days, turn into murdering savages. Within about 15 to 16 days, the Pentagon studies show that 90%+ of people turn into cannibals. Others just commit suicide. And you see that laid out in fiction in the movie The Road with Viggo Mortensen, a film so horrifying that I could only watch it once, even though it was one of the best films I've ever seen. I told Viggo that, and he said, I agree. He said, I can't watch it anymore either, because it's that real, that scary, that well done. You ought to show it to your spoiled, rotten teenage kids about what will happen during a societal collapse. Robert Duvall's in it, too, but I'm digressing. Big Trump insider in to talk inside baseball, where all this is going. You hear so much of what later comes out from Trump, from Stone. This is going to be important. The entire world is lining up against Trump. It is truly sickening. The Chinese government, the former Mexican presidents, the Democrats, the Republicans. I was watching Fox News this morning while I worked out for an hour. And it was all subtle, but the lies were sickening that, yes, it's white, blue-collar people that like Trump. It's racism. When if you just say we can't pay for everything for everybody free, we can't have open borders, we can't have unfair deals with China, we shouldn't have this private Federal Reserve raping us, mega corporations shouldn't be tax exempt, we shouldn't have war with Russia. They just yell, racist, 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 when the Democratic Party has been instilling race-based brainwashing in, quote, minority communities, to the point of, I have stacks of news here today where the different social justice warrior groups and Black Lives Matter and others are going into events, attacking people, assaulting people, trying to shut down university speakers, pulling guns on folks. I mean, they're building an army of political correctness bullies. And it makes my head spin. Look at this. Leftists pull firearm, block entrance to stop conservative from speaking at California State University. Nothing was done to him for pulling guns, you name it. Outrage at school calls police after pupil looks at UKIP website in class. UK Express. That's like a Ron Paul party. Pretty milquetoast. They just say, hey, we shouldn't be in the EU. We're having all our liberties taken. And it's the fastest growing party. But they act like with the kids it's illegal because they've got the kids in their little brainwashing centers. Big broadcast lined up today. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. A bunch of clips, highlights from the debate last night, and more coming up.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's going to be a challenge today to get to all the news because there is so much of it and it is over the top insane. Consummate Trump insider, former head of the Trump campaign, Roger Stone will be in studio with us for at least an hour and a half today. And we'll also shoot some special reports with him as well. And so you want the inside baseball. You want to hear what's coming next and the attacks against Trump. Just like he was on with us last Friday and said get ready for Trump to come out and call for an audit of the Fed. And then it happened on Monday. And he just continues to basically break down where Donald Trump is coming from. And as you've seen, he's come out for 9/11 truth in the 28 pages. He's come out for sovereignty. He has come out for China not being able to have internal tariffs against our goods. And then the media says, how dare you be a protectionist? No, if they have tariffs and then we don't, that's called a screw job. So this is just default stuff coming up today. Then there's news like this one. DOJ documents reveal email alias used by Eric Holder to get around the Open Records Act and commit felonies. And that's what the head of the EPA had to step down 4 years ago about. But not Holder, not Hillary. Just want to illustrate that. We are going to also get into the implosion of Europe. They've got the heads of Sweden and other countries saying we are headed into anarchy collapse. The EU will collapse within 10 days. Migration figures reveal nearly half of Britain's job growth is taken by foreign nationals. And how this ties into the larger plan to implode Western economies and bring us into third world status. So we're so poor, we can't be politically uppity. That is the Cloward and Piven austerity impoverishment plan. And that ties into Vicente Fox coming out and saying, you're not going to have an effing wall, Trump. I mean, Vicente Fox, what a gangster. And Kit Daniels put up a flashback to a story he wrote a couple of years ago where Vicente Fox openly came out in speeches and called for North American Union merging Mexico and the U.S. Well, he signed a secret treaty with Bush and Paul Martin. Remember that? Back in 2005 at Waco. And the details of the treaty are still secret. But they leaked through a Banff Canada meeting that was secret. And so Judicial Watch sued and got those documents. And it's the end of sovereignty. And that means the end of you having elected governments. And then these guys go and sit on the boards above them. So these politicians and lobbyists and corporate heads are bought and paid for by special interests. They create multinational bodies, transfer government power to those irrevocably, and then they get the positions managing it for the globalist. I mean, this is just insane. So Trump comes out and says, hey, buddy, the wall just got 10 feet taller. Look, Trump is feeding people red meat on this. We do need walls in some of the big populist areas, but they're ineffective. People just dig under them. They fly over them. We need to just go after employers that at an industrial level hire illegals and do it illegally. And we need to go after the aggravated felons and criminals that are here from all over the world and not let people fly in and have anchor babies. China now surpassed last December the amount of people total from Latin America coming in with anchor babies. Tens of thousands a month of anchor babies, and then we've got to pay for it. You can't go to China and do that. And they spin all this and act like Donald Trump is a racist. And then last night, Rubio and Cruz are like, you hired over 1,500 foreigners at your hotels in the U.S. And Trump goes, I never said I was against seasonal workers that come in legally. Did you hear what I said? In the hottest areas of the country, just like cruise ships in the cruise season, you've got to bring in people that basically go all over the world working seasonally at hotels. Because in those hot areas like Florida, in the summer, you cannot get the help. And I'm totally for people that seasonally come in and work, and then if they like the country, make it easier for them to come here and be citizens. Look, Americans, I don't care if they're U.S. citizens, black, white, or Hispanic. Once you get middle class, you start having two kids or less. And so Americans aren't having kids. We got to bring people in. But let's bring people in who want to work and who want to go to college and who don't have criminal records. No, the globalists, the liberals, the Democrats, they want dependency. Oh, you wear 6X underwear? Let's order 40,000 pairs of those. That's how many obese people they thought they were bringing in. Oh, you've got a broken back and you're from Guatemala? Get on a plane and get here and you're paid for. That's why Mexico allows these corridors now on the railways, as long as you don't get off of them, for people to pour in from the third world. They don't let you stay in Mexico, but you want to go to El Norte, go ahead. And then Joe Biden came out and apologized to Mexico for the mean things the Republicans are saying. I mean, this is the most ridiculous insanity. But I remember I was going, hey, here's the Obamacare bill. It has death panels, ration care, computers run by bioethics boards will cut your care. The insurance companies wrote it to double, triple charge you and screw you over and make you buy it. This is so horrible. It's unprecedented. It's mainly foreign-owned banks that own the insurance companies. It's a tax to foreign corporations. And the Supreme Court came out a year later and said, yeah, it's a tax. It's a global tribute, a global ransom paid to multinationals. We are such a joke. And Trump dumbs it down to, hey, we make bad deals. No, we are jokes. And we're being sucked dry because we're soft, we're lazy on average, and we're stupid. And I'm not being negative. I love America. There's still a lot of great people here. But the last generation or two sits there and all this wealth and just lays around as soft and then complains all day about the people that are working that aren't giving them enough. Even people that have jobs, a lot of them complain they don't have a helicopter or a fancy car or whatever. When the poor of this country are the best off in the world, and I am sick of hearing about it. The homeless people, folks, that you meet out there, that most of them don't want to go get one of the work job programs or the apartments provided by local systems and churches. They don't want help. I've gone out and tried to do documentaries three times with Anthony, where we go out and try to get somebody that doesn't look completely insane as a homeless person, take them, get clothes, get them a job, and they'll sit there and try, when we're buying them clothes at Dillard's, to run back in and turn them back in for money. Even though we're giving them money, giving them clothes, trying to get them an apartment, they don't want it. They just want to run scams. It's how their brains work. It's like feral humans just running around. They want to sit there on the street. I was downtown yesterday, and at three different lights, there were people with their squeegee things going, you better let me clean your car. You better, trying to intimidate me. And I just ignored them. And they were going over to women and stuff. And they were giving them $10, and they would grab it away from them. It's just, this country, when it goes belly up in the Depression, is going to explode like a fireball of spoiled, rotten, zombie scum running around burning everything. Thank God we've got a Second Amendment. We'll at least be able to protect ourselves. And then we're lectured by Vicente Fox, who kept his people as slaves and sold Mexico out to the multinationals like his predecessors, lecturing us that we have to do whatever he says. We're all cowed and, yes, sir, we'll use whatever words you say, yes, sir. But here's what's big that came out of the debate. Donald Trump really is a magnificent golden toad. He's just up there, confident, and not telling anyone that he's being audited. And he goes, maybe I'm being persecuted. You know, like all the Christians and everybody. He doesn't come out and say, oh, I'm being persecuted. Oh, they're attacking me. He's like, yeah, they're persecuting me. Yeah, they've been auditing me over and over again. And Carson goes, I got audited too. Never before until I gave the prayer breakfast. That's what they do. And everybody goes, oh, you better not be politically involved. You'll get audited. By this criminal organization set up in 1913 with the Federal Reserve. None of it goes to run the country. It all goes to interest on the debt. We've been maneuvered into bankruptcy. And then here we are, scared of this group that persecuted tens of thousands of organizations and groups and churches, while the Pope runs around saying, open your borders, and all the liberal churches say, GD America, get rid of Christ, mother and father is bad. This is a revolution of criminal trash. In our face. What a joke. What a ridiculous, absolute, over-the-top joke. And then you've got Vicente Fox, who looks like the archetypal medieval devil, telling us that we have to do whatever he says, along with the communist-murdering Chinese, and along with the bizarro Pope and his league of pedophile priests, you know, that the left has installed to destroy the Catholic Church. Their takeover is now complete. And then we're lectured by this guy. So let's go to a clip of Donald Trump saying on why he hasn't released his taxes that they're making a big deal out of.
They came at you tonight about something that's in the news right now that really is at your control, which is the tax returns. Yeah. Mitt Romney, during the debate, was bringing it up again. You could show him in a second if you want to. Why is Trump delaying?
Well,
what do you say?
Let me explain about Mitt. You know, Mitt is a guy who was a horrible candidate. He lost a race that should have been won and should have been won easily. And I don't know what happened. He, like, disappeared the last 2 months. But when Mitt gave his tax returns, just so you understand, it was about 6 months from now in 2012. It was exactly September 21st. And that's when he gave his tax return. We're in a different world. So, you know, Mitt is just trying to remain relevant. Nobody's talking to him much anymore. He got some publicity today. But the one problem I have is that I'm always audited by the IRS, which I think is very unfair. I don't know, maybe because of religion, maybe because of something else, maybe because I'm doing this, although this is just recently.
What do you mean religion?
Well, maybe because of the fact that I'm a strong Christian and I feel strongly about it, and maybe there's a bias.
You think maybe you get audited for being a strong Christian?
You see what's happened. I mean, you have many religious groups that are complaining about that. They've been complaining about it for a long time.
So but I've had many ones that aren't audited. This seems like an easy answer for you.
No, I can't do that. I can't do that. We have to put it together in a very unified way. They all relate to each other. I don't know if you saw the picture I have where I have almost 1,000 pages.
Stack of paper.
The ones from previous relate to the ones later, and it doesn't make sense unless they're all related.
You know what you would do with this issue if somebody else had it? You'd say, what are you talking about?
No.
The tax returns, just put it out. Nobody, he doesn't want to put them out.
Nobody that's under a regular audit. I mean, it's just a regular audit. I do almost every year, I think for 12 years, 10 years, 12 years, I get audited. Nobody would ever put out their returns that's under an audit.
Now, look at Cuomo. If you're a TV viewer, or a radio listener, I'll describe his body language. He has saucer eyes. You think the IRS might persecute you for political reasons or religious? What? They just go on MSNBC and say, good, target the conservatives and Christians and libertarians and veterans. They're bad. They're racist. Just, we're all bad. We just deserve to be persecuted illegally for political reasons. This is an open group of filth exercising their bullying openly against us. And then Cuomo's like, oh, you mean the IRS might persecute you, a front runner that the New York Times is calling for killing? And then everyone's calling, you know, for being destroyed in the establishment? And that foreign governments are threatening us over from Mexico to China and the Pope? You mean the IRS might be tough? That is ridiculous. I mean, we've only seen them. Nixon had 100-something names in a safe. He was looking in his meetings at persecuting a few people or leaking the problems with their taxes. Obama has gone after more than 10,000 organizations and taken their 501c3s. 501c4s and others. They've refused all but one in the last, what is it, 3-4 years was the Associated Press headline. All 501c3s for conservatives, libertarians, gun groups, you name it. Americana, John Wayne, Ronald Reagan, George Washington, whatever you want to call it. I mean, milquetoast, folks, milquetoast groups, they refuse them to control the process, but they've not refused one leftist and given out more than 10,000 to them. Massive persecution, audits, indictments, harassment, like the world has never seen, worse than the Soviet Union using the tax man to go after people and doing this. And then Cuomo, oh my gosh, you said the IRS might be doing something. And Trump goes, because, see, I would say, just as they've been persecuting Christians and conservatives and veterans groups and others, I believe they're persecuting me. He lets them walk into it. He's slicker than I am. I put everything right up front. Trump goes, I think they might be persecuting me, acting weak. So Cuomo, because everybody knows they're persecuting everybody, you know, who is an anti-American, who isn't a criminal, scum filth. Literally, I mean, it's just an army of filth, lying con artists, scum. I mean, these people are the worst trash the planet's ever seen. They've gotten fat and arrogant off America's prowess, off of our wealth, off of our innovation, off of our rugged individualism. They've all but extincted, though, what gave them all their power, because they're still threatened by it, because they're thieves. It's like scum that'll kidnap some beautiful model and rape her. Then they kill her because they hate how good-looking she is in criminology, and they want the power over her because they're ugly, degenerate filth in their hearts. And yes, we should hate these people. They hate us. They're at war against us. They are dumb trash. But they know how to intimidate. They know how to get in our face because they know good people, chivalrous people, honorable people are nice and loving and good and want to help everybody. So they intimidate and they henpeck and they guilt trip with their social justice warrior garbage. And it's everywhere. It's everywhere in jobs and businesses and in relationships and in life. They don't produce. They don't work. They don't do anything. They just guilt trip everybody around them that they have the moral high ground and you don't. And it's time to break the spell. It's time to say, no, no, you are disgusting. Look at the Canadian government poll and study they did 3 years ago. Look at the British poll they did in the UK. In both the studies, they found fake mainline liberal environmentalists are 6 times more likely to steal and just as many times likely to lie and to not also, I think it was like 9 times more likely, we have to pull the study up, two of them, not to give charity. But they tell you how they give charity on Facebook all day and on Twitter. They tell you how you need to be involved in charity. They tell you how you're bad, but they don't give anybody anything because they're greedy, lazy filth. And I see it everywhere. I see it everywhere. It's an economy of guilt and manipulation. The ADL is built on it. The Southern Poverty Law Center is built on it. They're all built on it. You do what we say and turn your guns into your racist. You do what we say and turn your, you know, let us rip you off with Obamacare or you're a racist. You sit there and let us open the borders up and bring in a North American Union and drive everybody's wages down. They let people in with TB and AIDS and HIV and tuberculosis now. And they put it in the Associated Press. Hey, we're bringing people in with diseases. I mean, that's what the Huns would do in China and the Mongols. They would catapult bodies with the Black Plague over the walls. I mean, we are under military attack by the globalists, shutting down our power plants, dumbing our kids down in schools, breaking up the families, poisoning our water, poisoning our fields with glyphosate. This is a military attack. You think the globalists thought in the last 60 years they could just come invade America? They came in and infiltrated it. They took it over. And now we are under chemical and biological attack, and they're just slowly turning the level up. Will they notice pediatric cancer is up 10,000%? Will they notice breast cancer, depending on the types, up several 1,000%? Will they notice neurological disorders are up multi-1,000%? Will they notice everything's exploding? And then they have groups that are fighting all the exploding diseases that never make it about why is it exploding, to keep control of it. You are being murdered. I don't care what dumb color you are. Forget what color you are. It's eugenics. You're under attack. And you better understand it or it's over. And once people pull back and think, they go, yeah, this is actually true. Why did no one ask why there's all these new cancers? It's like the New York Times on Monday had the headline, scientists now ponder and brace for the fact that looks like cancer is actually communicable. Oh, my. And next tomorrow, there's something we just invented called a wheel. They have known for 100 years in major university papers you can pull up that cancer is mainly viral. And when your autoimmune system shuts down to the viral cancer, it grows and you die. You know, Alice, we heard this for the last 3 days. I know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. You need to be told when you're around someone that has cancer that it's communicable. That their feces is communicable. That their urine is communicable. And you're like, well, I have an immune system. That's right. And it has to battle too many times, it turns off. And look, everybody's immune systems are whacked out. Everybody's got allergies or sick. Our bodies are going, I don't know what's going on, but I'm fighting for my life. Ah! They're like drowning in the waves. Oh, please, God, keep me alive. Ah! And they're just like, everything's fine. Everything's fine. The government loves you. Bill Gates loves you. He's going to make you take vaccines from the mosquitoes and from food it's engineered into. Because he loves you. Because his daddy was in black ops and ran Planned Parenthood. And we don't just abort babies. We abort people. But we do it slowly and suck all the money out of them first. You think the IRS is the only predatory group? They're the sweetie pies. And if you don't grow up, folks, they're going to murder you and your family. Just remember that. Including everybody that works for them. When they're done, they're going to kill almost everyone if they carry out their plan. And don't say you weren't warned. I ran into a Navy SEAL this morning that I didn't know was a listener. And I know the fellow that knows him. That's why I knew after he left he was a Navy SEAL. Yeah, I look like Chris Kyle. Talk like Chris Kyle. And, after he left, I was talking to the fellow that ran the business I was at, and he goes, oh, yeah. And the guy was just in awe talking to me. And then he left. Well, don't be in awe of me. You're as smart as I am or tougher than I am. You need to get in the info war. That's what I'm telling people. is don't be an all Alex Jones. I've just broken my conditioning. I see through the lies. I can see for miles and miles and miles. When we come back, I'm going to blitz through. I'm going to get to these clips. I'm going to get to the news. I'm going to get to the war news. I'm going to get to all of it coming up. But of course the IRS is persecuting Donald Trump and Carson. They're the only two real candidates on the Republican side that aren't controlled, in my view. It's all intimidation. Well, stop giving in to it. Audit me all you want.
We're on the march.
Trash. I'm not scared of you, murderers. You already killed everybody I know.
And the GCN
you already killed
Radio
both
Network.
My family. Bastards. I hate you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade. Bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm alive. I don't have the virtual reality headset on as a slave being fed propaganda by the Matrix. I got the goggles off and my eyes wide open. Not wide shut. I'm a live wire. And all of you are live wires as well. Come on, baby. You gotta play with me. I'm your live wire. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, it's the Alex Jones Show. InfoWars Live is in the fourth hour with our great crew hosting it. I pop in quite a bit as well, special reports and more. And then I'll be back this Sunday hosting in studio live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central for the Sunday transmission. Because there's too much news to just be on 5 days a week. And then, of course, 5 nights a week, we have the InfoWars Nightly News. The crew did a great job covering the election via the Super Tuesday coming up with the final Republican debate before Super Tuesday. And the highlights of that are up on InfoWars.com as well. Our analysis highlights, but we're going to go to some of those clips right now. I have been so busy covering news and got so blown away when the New York Times writer came out and said, kill Trump. And it turned out that Scalia was in a Bohemian Grove, Illuminati cult. At least this group was founded out of that. I'm not saying Scalia was part of it, because they try to recruit people through these well-meaning-sounding sub-secret societies. That's in the Illuminati papers. I got so blown away by that that I didn't get to a lot of the news that was really important yesterday, but I'm going to do that today. Again, big Trump insiders will be with us for an hour and a half. Roger Stone is going to be in studio starting at the start of the next hour. But before I go any further, I've been so busy and so focused on that that I have not told you about a huge special that we've been planning for months to launch. The only time we did something like this was during the 24-hour Money Bomb broadcast. So we literally only do things like this once a year. And they were going to launch it just on Monday alone, but I said, let's do it now through the weekend and then not extend it out past Monday. It's unprecedented. This is only going to come around every 4 years. It's the leap year sale. This is every 4 years. This is the leap year for February. And so unprecedented leap year sale, 30% off the entire store and free shipping. And many of the items already have discounts, so those discounts are going to pass through as well. We're losing money with some of the items. This is a true loss leader, and this is only going to come around every 4 years. Unprecedented leap year sale. This is bigger than Black Friday, and it helps fund the information warfare operation, obviously, that you see is hitting on all cylinders, whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Ion X2, the must-have for everybody, or Oxy Powder, Liver Shields back in stock, Super Male Vitality sold out, Super Female Vitality is in. We also, again, just have so many other great products. Hillary for Prison t-shirts, non-GMO seeds, high-quality water filtration systems, books, videos, shortwave radios, knives, belt buckles, bottle breachers, the whole nine yards, 30% off and free shipping through this weekend and through Monday. And then that's it. We are going to end it Tuesday. So take advantage of this right now. No excuses. Folks, you owe it to yourself. The nutraceuticals available at InfoWarsLife.com. If you try anything, do the X2 and do the Oxy Powder and do the Liver Shield. And, of course, the Super Male will blow you away. I mean, almost everybody I talk to, I think I talked to one person, and they're already in super good shape that didn't see it, and they're young, who didn't see a big result in their libido alone and attitude. I mean, it has just incredible reviews, 4.8 reviews. So check it all out, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And InfoWarsStore.com is just a big umbrella site. And we also, of course, have 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. And I guess this passes through with that discount as well. So we never sell out for AutoShip, folks, because we hold back that amount so that whatever item it is that you don't want to be sold out, just sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 888-253-3139. Okay, I want to get into, now that we talked about the unprecedented leap year sale, comes around every 4 years, never done it before, here it is, as in 4 years we'll do it again. No excuse to not support the show now, folks. I want to thank you all for your support and salute you. The big issue here is, it's unprecedented. I have never, in history books, or since I've been alive, and since I've been politically involved, that's about 25, 26 years since high school. I have never, never, never seen world government, the Pope, the Chinese communist murderers, the Vicente Fox, the dirtbag ruler of what he sees as his peons, his slaves, just absolute enslaver. I have never seen the Democratic Party and its plantation slaves. I have never seen the Republican establishment, the sickening Karl Rove types. up there unified against someone. They are scared to death of Trump because they don't own him and they want to own him. Is Trump perfect? Obviously not. Is he an egomaniac? He'll turn into a Napoleon Bonaparte? I hope not. I know this, though. We know we've got a eugenics-based scientific dictatorship running things that buys and sells politicians like baseball cards and like pieces of art. And Trump has never really worked with him. He's never really been part of it. He's been a buyer of politicians. He's not been for sale. And he's been very naked about that. He goes, this is our system. If I want them to leave me alone, I've got to go give campaign contributions to everybody. And he's given hundreds and hundreds of millions. Yeah, let's see what Karl Rove says there. Karl Rove says, time is running out to beat Donald Trump. Oh, give me a break. And that just came out yesterday. And they are creeping around. And they're even foisting the old, sad, obviously senile George Herbert Walker Bush up there with Barbara to make everybody feel sorry for him and love him, to try to put some sticky sweet, you know, icing on the Bush dynasty of Democrats that took over the Republican Party with the Rockefellers and literally turned it into a criminal enterprise. No one more single-handedly has sabotaged the conservative, paleo-conservative constitutionalist movement than George Herbert Walker, I Love World Government, New World Order Bush. And we can see a new world coming into view with the very real prospects of a new world order. And we will have a new world order. And you find out what a new world order is, it ain't good. So that is a big deal. But let's go to more of these clips. Donald Trump, again, I played earlier, says he hasn't released his taxes because you're not supposed to during an audit. And he's released them months and months. He's talking about releasing them months and months before Mitt Romney, who wouldn't release his until days before the election. And let's say Trump isn't perfect. The IRS is a criminal enterprise, unconstitutional, set up in 1913, that runs around, admittedly, even the New York Times admits, they'll go into a lady that's for 40-something years owned a Mexican diner in New York that only seats like 10 people. It's in an old, like, bus, you know, those old-fashioned 50-style things. I've read the article on air many times. And they said, no, we know you deposit less than $1,000 a day at night when you close, because she only does breakfast and lunch into the afternoon. You know, those old family diners, one lady doing it all, cooking and everything. Cooking it, giving you your order, taking your cash. Old lady drives over. She's been there since she was a young woman. Puts the money in the bank. Paid all her taxes. And they said, oh, we know you paid all the money, but we can say according to the law, we interpret it as structuring because it's under $1,000. Oh, but over $10,000 structuring, but under $10,000 is too. And we're just going to take... The average deposit is like $400 a day. After all the expenses and the food and the electricity and the taxes, I bet that woman was maybe bringing home $600, $700 a week. It's a poor working lady. IRS took her life savings, $30,000+, and they did it to more than 50,000 people in 2014 alone. That was in 2014. They go, hey, we know you paid. It's like they told my dad in the 80s. He comes in and he goes, I mean, my dad would take me to Ronald Reagan speeches. My dad would take me to Air Force bases and see air shows. My dad just, oh, the U.S. government. Other governments are corrupt. Ours has got problems, but it's the best there is. And it's so good. And America's so good. I mean, my dad was like Dudley Do-Right. Really smart, but just Americana all the way. Volunteered for all sorts of stuff. And he was just dumbfounded when an arm of the government told him, Dr. Jones, we don't want your receipts or to talk to your lawyer. We're organized crime. Pay us the money. We're going to take your house, your cars, and maybe even put you in prison. And it was a fat lady in there saying this to him. And my dad said, well, I'm going to fight you. And he fought him for like 10 years. And finally settled for less than what they'd been saying. It was all made up. And I remember my dad was just like, what the... He's like, I remember at the dinner table going, they said we're criminals. My mom was like, really, David? Yeah, they said we're criminals. They said we're criminals. That was in 1988, the minute George Herbert Walker Bush got in office. Net a retroactive tax and penalties. That fat slob, couldn't walk upstairs, had never been in a fight, wasn't tough, but had this government behind her, and she just looked at him and said, "We're organized criminals." He goes, "What do you mean?" She goes, "We're white-collar criminals. You give us everything." I mean, even corrupt Italian mafia at its worst didn't go into, you know, regular businesses and say, "Give us everything or we're going to kill you." They just say, "Give us a little piece." But that's what we live under in bondage in this country. And that's who we are. And you know why the Soviet Union collapsed, why Venezuela's collapsing? My dad just pulled his feelers back in the 90s and just didn't work as much and didn't own things and sold his business and just pulled back. And then 2 years ago, because of Obamacare, he's in medical consulting, he said, "Oh, I'm just getting out completely. It's written where no one can follow the law so they can selectively shake down all the medical facilities and all the mom-and-pop dental offices, but all the big mega hospitals are basically exempt and above the law because they pay money to the politicians and to the key law firms. Law firms run by people like Eric Holder, who's above the law." And my dad says, "I'm not an organized criminal. I'm not going to be involved, and I'm not going to go to the state houses, and I'm not going to go rub elbows, and I'm not going to be a lobbyist, and I'm not going to do all of this. I'm done. I'm not going to deliver checks to everybody." And he said, so it's Atlas Shrugged. America will now collapse. All the filthy Bernie dummies, all the stupid yuppies that can't even talk are going to get what you want, poverty and the end of prosperity. And you're so stupid, you won't even know you helped do it. Because you're dumb cowards like your soft, stupid, filthy parents. And here's the problem I have. I don't have some new country I can run to with other hard workers to build the new Atlantis. You people have come in, taken it over, gotten lazy, crapped all over it. Thanks a lot, filth. Selective enforcement of the law is the first sign of tyranny. That's a Washington Times headline. Obama waiver corruption must stop. Oh, yeah. Thousands of Democrat companies, unions, are all exempt from rape care. And then they have, because Obama can do whatever he wants with Obamacare, that's how it's written, he can give them actually good deals. Like the emperor. Oh, you actually get free health care, and you do. But no federal aid for Texas and wildfires. And no, nothing for someone that made $100,000 a year for 20 years. It's tripled on you. We're going to punish you while we fly around in jumbo jets and have red carpets. We're going to screw you over. And then Cuomo sits up there with Trump and goes, "What? You're claiming the IRS plans against people? How ridiculous." Talking down to their prey, their stupid, servile viewers. But here's the deal. About half the country's hardworking and smart, of every race, color, and creed. And more people just are saying, "I'm not paying the IRS, and I'm not getting a driver's license. I'm going to act just like an illegal alien, and I'm going to do whatever I want." In fact, I know people that are wealthy that are doing it now. They're pulling out of business, and they're not following anything anymore. They're like, "You're a bunch of lawless crooks. I'm not following any of it now. And I'm not going out and looking for trouble in camo with an M16 to fight the poor police. I'm pulling out of your system. I'm not part of it. And if anybody ever tries to go put me in a forced labor camp, I'm going to protect myself." And you'll see how many people want to step on a porcupine barefoot. You've messed with the smart people long enough. All right, let's start getting these clips. I'm ranting. Let's go to this Marco Rubio and Donald Trump vicious debate battle. Then we'll go to Donald Trump calling Cruz a liar. Let's go. And he has been lying about Trump. But let's go to those clips.
If he built the wall the way he built Trump Towers, he'll be using illegal immigrant labor to do it.
Such a cute soundbite. But here's the guy that buys a house for $179,000. He sells it to a lobbyist who's probably here for $380,000, and then legislation is passed. You tell me about this guy. This is what we're going to have.
Here's the guy that is hired at $200 million.
If he had inherited $200 million, you know where Donald Trump would be right now?
No, no, no.
Selling watches in Manhattan.
I have to say, he lied this time. He lied. 100%. 100%.
You lied about the Polish workers?
Yeah.
You lied to the students of Trump University.
38 years ago.
He lied 38 years ago. All right. I guess there's a statute of limitation on lies.
See, Trump is goofy looking, but he's toad-like. Rubio literally looks like a little greebling mouse or something, or rat. Who are the guys on the Star Trek episodes? Those aliens have the big ears? Ferengi. I'm not sure he's from this planet. I think he may be a Ferengi. Have the media say it's some racist attack. No, it's not. Trump looks like a giant toad, a golden toad. He looks ridiculous. Let's just be honest. And then Rubio looks like a Ferengi, and then Cruz looks like a wooden man. I mean, and I look like a pumpkin head. It's just there is Rubio without his wig. Okay, let's go ahead and go to this other clip here as we go to break. Let's go to Donald Trump calls Ted Cruz a liar. Here it is.
You are all talk and no action. What I've seen up here, I mean, first of all, this guy's a choke artist and this guy's a liar. You have a combination.
This guy always goes to
you have a combination of factors. He can't do it for the obvious reason, and he can't do it because he doesn't know how to tell the truth.
What we're seeing with Donald is actually the pattern of Washington, the pattern of Washington dealmakers, which is they make promises, they break their words, and then when anyone calls them on it, they call you a liar. And so that's Donald's pattern over and over again. And every time anyone points at Donald's actual record, what he said on national television, yells liar. Let me tell you something. Falsely accusing someone of lying is itself a lie, and it's something Donald does daily.
Go ahead, Mr. Trump.
I watch.
We're going to come back with more. I'm going to get some more of these clips. And we got the big Trump insider coming in the studio here real quick. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing, even when your wallet is open. Imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Elites are so arrogant that Vicente Fox has now doubled down on CNBC and used more cuss words to get attention. He's trying to rally all the illegals that are, I guess, loyal to the failed state of Mexico to go vote. And Chris Christie has come out saying that he's endorsing Donald Trump because he's, quote, rewritten the playbook on American politics. Yeah, he's not spending advertising money with the political class and the lobbyists and the whore, prostitute, political pundits like Fox, CNN, MSNBC. Billions are spent with these networks every major election cycle, especially a presidential cycle. And they want that money. They want to rule it. They're the ones, you notice, the very pundits at local, regional, and national that tell you how the cow ate the cabbage. And then you're supposed to just go along with it all. Well, this just in, just on Fox in the control room, Chris Christie has endorsed him. And Donald Trump is rewriting the playbook. He's breaking the political system. This is like the rebels blowing up the Death Star, folks. Doesn't mean the empire's beaten, but it's a devastating, game-changing reversal. It's like in the final quarter and team seven behind, and then the other team starts getting, you know, two fumbles, and now the home team is 7 points ahead, and we've only got 5 minutes left in the game. We are winning now, but we have to believe we're winning. We have this loser attitude that you can't change, you can't fight City Hall, death and taxes. That's not true. Taxes aren't like death. Illegitimate, unconstitutional taxes can and will be reversed, especially when the public learns that 47% of the public doesn't pay taxes, and then the elites don't pay taxes. Why does 53% of us have to pay for everything and be lectured all day? So let's finish up with that clip we were getting into with Donald Trump calling them liars. Donald Trump calls Ted Cruz a liar again. Here it is.
You are all talk and no action. What I've seen up here, I mean, first of all, this guy's a choke artist and this guy's a liar. You have a combination. You have a combination of factors. He can't do it for the obvious reason, and he can't do it because he doesn't know how to tell the truth.
What we're seeing with Donald is actually the pattern of Washington, the pattern of Washington deal makers, which is they make promises, they break their words, and then when anyone calls them on it, they call you a liar. And so that's Donald's pattern over and over again.
No, the truth is he didn't support Obamacare, and the truth is Cruz is the one that's been engaged in dirty tricks, and the truth is Cruz is in love with the Bush dynasty and could be basically a sleeper operative of these people. And I'm not trying to become an enemy of Ted Cruz, but he's the one that's been playing dirty. It's a fact. And I like a lot of stuff Cruz does, but I tell you, they need to just get behind Trump. They need to understand the whole system's against him. They're not going to win in these primaries. The system will destroy them as well. The system is scared of Trump. Now, here is Rubio attacks Trump over hiring illegal workers. I know how this works. I know how this works at these hotels and at these cruise ships and all the rest of it. These are registered through worker systems that come through seasonally. It's at resorts all over the country and all over the world. You can be down at a resort in Mexico, and there's people from Russia and Germany and Poland and Australia. I mean, that's how these work services work. It's legal. But Rubio sits there and plays these games. I thought he's this big racist. Trump has never been against workers in the country. He wants them here legally. Let's go to the clip.
But I also think that if you're going to claim that you're the only one that lifted this into the campaign, that you acknowledge that, for example, you're the only person on the stage that's ever been fined for hiring people to work on your projects illegally. You hired some workers from
Poland.
No, I'm
the only one on the stage that's hired people. You haven't hired anybody.
If you hire tens of thousands of people, some are going to have fake documents.
Thousands of people over my job. You've hired
1,000 people.
You've
from
had
nothing
company,
but problems
from another
your
country.
Credit cards, etc.
Let me finish this statement.
You haven't hired one.
He hired workers from Poland, and he had to pay $1 million or so in a judgment.
That's wrong.
That's totally wrong.
Well,
people can look it up. I'm sure people are Googling it right now. Look at
the
Trump Polish workers. You'll see $1 million for hiring illegal workers on one of his projects.
Yeah,
he did.
And that's because the company didn't follow the paperwork right.
That happened. I've hired tens of thousands of people over my lifetime. Tens of thousands.
Many from other countries.
No, it doesn't matter. Rubio has that you-know-what-eating grin. We'll be back. We'll be back, folks. Roger Stone is coming in at the 5 after. Trump Insider. Tell your friends and family, tune in.
.com today.